You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. With me today is Brian Toomey, MSW and CEO for Piedmont Health Services. Today, we are going to be talking about Medicare and the Affordable Care Act, debunking myths. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you here. We've had so many of the folks from Piedmont Health Service here, and you all have done a wonderful job. So now the pressure's on.
There you go.
It's great to have you here. Okay, so there's just so much confusion going on right now with Medicare and the Affordable Care Act, and people are, especially our older adult population, I know, are very nervous about the changes. There's so much in the mainstream media about what's going on for folks, and so I think it's really great to have someone here in the know who will be able to help us kind of sort out fact from fiction and calm everyone's nerves. So we know seniors have a lot of questions on whether or not they should participate in these town meetings when they talk about the new marketplace exchange. Is that an appropriate thing for seniors to do?
Well, they can participate in the exchanges, the information, all the public forums. But for the most part, the good news for seniors on Medicare is Medicare coverage does not change significantly with the Affordable Care Act. And what changes there are only makes it better for them.
Well, that's good to know. That's one group that is a great outcome for sure. So what if I have Medicare? What does that mean?
If you have Medicare, Medicare isn't part of the health insurance marketplace. So if you have Medicare, keep your Medicare, and it's a great thing for you to have. There's really no significant change except for preventive care and for your Part D coverage going forward.
So loud and clear, the Affordable Care Act does not affect people on Medicare.
It does not affect people on Medicare the way people are worried that it affects them.
So what new services did Medicare begin covering as a result? So it's not taking anything away, but is there anything new that it's giving us?
Yeah, so Medicare will start to cover some preventive services that it hadn't done before, such as colonoscopies.
Okay.
And so the idea is to really prevent expensive procedures later on for Medicare. So Medicare is trying to engage in preventive care, not just in interventional care later on.
So that's potentially good news for Piedmont Health Services, since you have so many clinics and you do so much preventative medicine. Would you agree?
Yes, we agree, and we think it's good for people on Medicare to start getting checkups as soon as they can, so that they keep their good health in place, and they go forward and making sure they take responsibility for their care, and they know that there's someone there to help them with that path.
Wonderful. So how do Medicare recipients access the savings on prescription drugs made possible because of the Affordable Care Act? We've heard something about that.
So what will happen is if they come in into one of our places, each one of our health centers has a pharmacy, and every pharmacist will do that with them. They will explain to them the different coverage options that they have to reduce their costs, so that by 2020, which seems a long ways away, but it really isn't,
no.
the donut hole will go away entirely for Medicare recipients, so that the good news is they won't have any costs in that meantime when they get to that 2020 piece.
That's interesting. I wonder how they're going to figure all that out to make that happen.
Well, I think part of it will be saving money with intervention because of the preventive program.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the Medicare costs have not gone up significantly in the last couple of years. That's been one of the pieces of news that have been lost with all the noise around the Affordable Care Act, is Medicare costs have really been contained pretty significantly relative to what people were afraid were going to happen in the last couple of years.
And I think, another great thing that our community has in this area, there's just so many great resources, and there are so many things that different organizations are trying to do to help with hospital readmission rates, things like your PACE programs that are, you know, in the area, all these different things that are cost-saving measures. We just have to scream loud enough for folks to realize that these things are out there and can really make a difference.
Well, that's right. And we look forward to, we actually enjoy a very positive partnership with UNC Healthcare. Mm-hmm. We think that we have a saying, which is we think people getting the right care at the right time in the right place equals the right cost. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that we don't have people use care unnecessarily, but we absolutely want to make sure people use care when they need it, because that's what's going to help everybody in the long run.
So I've heard improvements with the Medicare Advantage programs. Can you share some information about that?
Sure. So for Medicare, for the Medicare Advantage programs is the plans cannot charge more in cost savings that we talked about with Medicare cost services than is allowed on a traditional care. So that whereas I think some people were worried that some of the costs might go up under those plans, they won't. And there's great protections put into these plans so that people won't feel like they have to worry about getting less under that coverage than they would under Medicare.
So for those who are listening, for the lay people out there in the community who may not yet be on Medicare, what exactly is a Medicare Advantage plan?
So Medicare Advantage plan is a private insurance that you could enroll into instead of Medicare, and they will be working with you to reduce your cost so that your cost is less than it would be as if you were trying to get through regular Medicare. And it's a good program for some people, not all people, but for the people it's good for, it really does work very, very well.
So you have to evaluate that.
Yeah, you really should evaluate every one of these plans.
Every year,
yeah. And one plan does not fit all. Mm-hmm. And it really is a good thing to really sit down and think about what works for you and for the particular situation that you might have. Some people might want to pick the doctors that they use no matter what the choices are. Mm-hmm. Then a Medicare Advantage plan might not be helpful for them. Mm-hmm. But other people want to work with an insurance company and they know they think that they'll make better choices for them. That also would be a good option then mm-hmm. to think about it that way. So it's really what's right for you and what's going to fit for you. That's the partnership you want to create.
So with Piedmont Health Services, you serve more than the older adult population, correct?
Oh, that's correct. So we serve everything from prenatal care mm-hmm. to someone to hospice care.
Okay, so this health insurance marketplace, not necessary for someone on Medicare, but could be appropriate for someone not on Medicare. Could you explain what that is?
Sure. So the health insurance marketplace is what's getting a lot of attention right now in the news relative to the website, the government website. And so that's especially an issue in states like ours that joined the federal plan and didn't create their own state the state program. So that's something that everybody, and where seniors would be worried about, is for their family members. So mm-hmm. if someone's not on Medicare in their family, they want to make sure they get care, they really should be looking at what these plans are.
We are going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Brian Toomey, MSW and CEO for Piedmont Health Services, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM, WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and I'm here today with Brian Toomey at MSW, and he's the CEO for Piedmont Health Services. Today, we are talking about Medicare and the Affordable Care Act and debunking the myths. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So we were just starting to hit a little bit on the health insurance marketplace and how Medicare recipients don't need to worry about that at all. That's not going to affect you in any way, shape, or form. But let's talk a little bit about, and let's back up a little bit, the purpose of this whole marketplace.
Sure. So I think it's important for everybody to remember the Affordable Care Act was designed to do that, which is to make a care affordable for Americans mm-hmm. who were precluded from getting care in this country because they couldn't afford either insurance or the cost of medical care. We all know personal stories of people who've suffered unnecessarily mm-hmm. Because they didn't have care, they didn't have coverage, and the idea of this is let's make the United States a healthier place for everybody to be.
Sure.
It's pretty straightforward. Now it's time to figure out how to get it to happen as opposed to whether.
So all this clamoring about people with individual plans being dropped, what's that all about?
What that means is that they've had plans that don't meet the standards for what's called a qualified health plan, which means in the New World Order, there's a requirement for every plan needs to have a certain standard of care as opposed to give someone insurance that really isn't insurance. So it's not a catastrophic plan that you think you have coverage when mm-hmm. you really don't have much coverage at all. So the new plans require that you have someone has 100% payment for a physical, for instance, mm-hmm. or preventive care, or there has to be inclusion of pharmacy coverage or lab coverage, mm-hmm. as opposed to if I get really, really sick, then I have something covered after $10,000.
Okay.
And that's what these plans are about. And they're also helpful for people who didn't get coverage because they couldn't, they had pre-existing conditions.
Sure, that's a big issue.
It's a huge issue. And this way the people can get care that wasn't normally accorded to them.
So backing back up to Medicare then. You know, I'm a Medicare age recipient, and I'm confused about what to do. You've talked about the Advantage plans and how these could be right for me or maybe not right for me. Where do I turn and who do I talk to about my Medicare plan?
So where you would turn is where you turned in the last few years, which is the senior centers. If you looked at North Carolina has a state website, which is www.ncdoa.com/SHIP, and that's basically the Department of Insurance. There's an 800 number, which is 1-800-443-9354. And in each county that's nearby, there are great resources with the senior centers, either, for instance, in Orange County at the Seymour Center or the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsborough. Great places for people to check out care.
So that didn't change.
No, that didn't change. They will be there. And I think where it might be a little confusing for seniors also is this is also a time for the Medicare open enrollment period. Mm-hmm. So one is separate from the other, and people should be really clear when they're talking about Medicare open enrollment. It's different than what the health insurance marketplace
okay.
is.
Okay, definitely. All right. So if I'm contacted about signing up for a health plan under Medicare, what should I do?
So you should do what you do with anybody who wants to sell you something, which is evaluate it carefully. Mm-hmm. If you're already on Medicare, you have something. And the only reason you would think about changing is if you think it's not working right for you or you think you want to get a better deal. Mm-hmm. This is where you want to talk to an independent person like one of the counselors, the SHIP counselors or other mm-hmm. people at the senior center. We can help you as well with our outreach and enrollment staff to make sure you get the right information that's going to be right for you. Some plans are better for people with long-term illnesses. Some plans are better for people with no illness. You really want to take a chance and think what's the right plan for you.
So these leaflets I've been getting 10, 15 in a day right now because it's open enrollment
right.
period. These aren't people who have kind of learned a little bit about my health status and said, oh, I'm the plan for you. That's not what this is.
No, these are people who know who's should be on Medicare and is on Medicare, and they want to make sure that you buy their product. And a lot of their products are very, very good. You just have to make sure it's the right product for you.
Okay.
You know, you don't buy something unnecessarily in your life, and insurance is the same way.
Okay. So different than just getting your Medicare. This isn't Medicare giving you these plans. These are the plans contacting you directly.
That's correct. They're contacting you directly. They want you to buy it. And in many cases, they're really good. You just want to make sure it's still with the same providers that you have if you like your provider.
Right.
And it's still you can access the same services if you have those services that you particularly want to keep.
So if I'm somebody, and you may or may not have the answer to this question, but if I'm somebody who is a new Medicare recipient, I've heard that there's a huge issue with physicians taking new Medicare patients. Is that true in this area for sure, or where should people turn?
So, again, if I wanted to find out about the law, I wouldn't necessarily go to someone at the meat counter. And if I wanted to find out about something else, I go to people who really know what they're talking about. So in this case, every senior center has some really great resources of people to help guide that.
Okay.
And they're not selling you something. They're guiding your information, mm-hmm. much the way we do with our outreach and enrollment staff. Every senior center has this. And those are the people that you really should think through what product is right for you.
Okay, great. So if I'm a family caregiver that is taking care of my parents at home and I have no insurance, what should I do?
Well, this is where you should talk to someone who understands the Affordable Care Act and the new health insurance marketplace. There are plenty of people in this area, especially, who would like to help you.
But if I'm not senior center eligible by my age, where do I turn?
So you could turn to either our program, where we have an outreach and enrollment coordinator. I know the Orange County Health Department have some people who really want to help out as well.
Okay.
The legal aid in this area is also helping people, making sure they navigate programs. Get them into programs that make sense. There's a tremendous number of people want to help you. If you go to our website, we can either guide you to someone or in our phone number or to ourselves or
sure.
somebody else nearby. But there's a lot of people want to help you.
So what's your phone number if somebody wanted to reach
so
out for that?
If they want to call us, it's 919-619-5457. And we'd be glad to help them out in any way if they called.
Great. And as a caregiver, I have little money to buy health insurance, for example. What would you tell people in that situation?
So the advantage of the Affordable Care Act is it's not the subsidy for coverage is what the big difference is now between pre-ACA and now. So that someone on a bronze plan who's at has very little money mm-hmm. might qualify for coverage for their family or themselves and pay an insurance premium of $2.
Wow.
So that you can really get coverage mm-hmm. in a way that you hadn't really thought was possible before. And in some ways, it's more affordable to have coverage than it is not to have coverage.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to understand what those subsidies are, because the cost of the plan isn't only the issue, it's the totals.
Interesting. Well, we are going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Brian Toomey, MSW and CEO for Piedmont Health Services, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM, WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and I am here today with Brian Toomey, MSW and CEO for Piedmont Health Services. And in the last few minutes we have here, we are going to talk a little bit more about resources, and Brian's going to talk to us a little bit also about the different resources that Piedmont Health Services has for us in our community and wrap up what we've talked about today. So in this last few minutes, would you mind highlighting some of the top resources you have for us today?
Well, thank you. So Piedmont Health Services, we've been in existence now since 1970. We're looking forward to our 45th anniversary
wow.
a couple years from now. Last year, we served just over 40,000 people, wow. and we were able to also provide we have pharmacy at all of our sites, wow. so we were able to fulfill just over 300,000 prescriptions for our patients.
Wow.
And for our uninsured patients, we're able to do that at what we describe as Walmart pricing of $4 or $10 a prescription mm-hmm. so that we can make healthcare affordable.
Right.
We also have dental services at four of our sites so that we can make sure that people can get access to affordable dentistry, because we think that that's an important
yeah.
element in the future, especially for seniors, because I think people don't fully understand that Medicare does not cover normal mm-hmm. you know, dental care. So we want to figure out how we can work with more seniors to make sure they can get access to affordable oral health.
That's wonderful.
We provide prenatal care. So we provide prenatal care last year to approximately 1,200 women, which translates to one new North Carolinian being born every 8 hours.
Aww,
it's
sweet.
A pretty exciting time for
yeah.
us. We like that piece. And we're about to open up a new PACE site. So we have two sites. One is in Burlington, and we're hopefully opening up our new site very, very soon so that we can, which is basically an alternative to nursing home care. So instead of going into a nursing home, you can come into our facility. We're pretty excited about that.
Great. Yeah, I'm excited too. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes.
Definitely. Okay, so resources for folks. You mentioned before, you know, go to your local senior centers, and I think that's always a great thing to do. You have here listed healthcare.gov. What will we find there?
So healthcare.gov is a very, very helpful resource for people to start think through what choices they have on a health insurance exchange. And I think that's important for people to really think these choices through before they're ready to commit to one plan or another, because there's lots of choices that people have in the state.
And if we want more information from Piedmont Health, you can go ahead and contact info@piedmonthealth.org and call the Manager of Outreach and Enrollment at 919-619-5457. Brian, it was an absolute pleasure to have you here today. You did a great job educating our listeners, and it was just a joy to speak with you. So Brian Toomey, the MSW and CEO for Piedmont Health Services, here with us today, who talked to us about Medicare and the Affordable Care Act, debunking myths. And again, as always, if you have any caregiving questions, you may email them to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.